You asked for it, so we brought it back. I'm Ryan Willard. This is the 10 News, and here are 10 things you need to know. On Monday, April 8th, a total solar eclipse swept across North America, bringing together millions of viewers to watch the moon block out the sun. While solar eclipses typically happen every 11 to 18 months around the world, it's not often that they cross paths with millions of people. The path of totality stretched across North America from Mazatlan, Mexico to Newfoundland and crossed 15 U.S. states.
Wow!
Humans weren't the only ones to enjoy the total solar eclipse. On Monday, scientists and zookeepers at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas observed animals from gorillas to giraffes, lions, flamingos, and more. The animals showed signs of unusual behavior, including the gorillas, lions, and lemurs, who showed increased signs of vigilance and curiosity. Some animals even wandered toward their barn doors, which is where they go at night when the sky is darkened. But once the eclipse was over, all animals returned to their normal behavior. Up next, the cicada apocalypse. Two different broods of cicadas are set to make an appearance in a matter of weeks. One that appears every 13 years, Brood 19, or the Great Southern Brood, and another that appears every 17 years, Brood 13, or the Northern Illinois Brood. This rare emergence hasn't occurred since Thomas Jefferson was president of the United States and won't happen again until 2245. You can expect the cicadas to appear likely around mid-May throughout parts of the Midwest and Southeast regions of the United States. Now for a look at this week's weather. Tuesday night kicked off a severe weather sweep across the United States, bringing torrential rain, hail, and strong winds that left over 2,000 people without power. By Wednesday morning, 13 million people from eastern Texas to northern Florida were under flood watches, while flash flood warnings stretched from southeast Texas across central Louisiana into western Mississippi. It's estimated that 13 million people saw severe storms on Wednesday, including Louisiana, where 6 million people were under tornado watches. Have you had some wild weather where you live? Leave us a voice message at 877-TEN-NEWS and let us know. Could you imagine receiving a stamp of approval from Master Chef Junior Judge Gordon Ramsay? Well, 14-year-old William Mungary did just that by cooking one of Ramsay's most well-known dishes, Beef Wellington. William posted a TikTok that reached 8.6 million views of him cooking Beef Wellington, highlighting his chopping skills and shallot cooking technique that left Ramsay thoroughly impressed. So impressed that he DM'd William, inviting him to visit his restaurant and dine with Gordon Ramsay himself. While Beef Wellington sure is tasty, it doesn't quite have the same effect as fish and chips. Englishman John Alfred Tenniswood, the world's oldest man, says that the secret to his long life is luck, moderation, and a helping of fish and chips every Friday. The 111-year-old was born in Liverpool, England on August 26, 1912, and has lived through two world wars. He is the new holder of the world's oldest man title and was presented with a certificate at the care home where he lives in Southport, Northwest England. And across the English Channel, Paris is gearing up to host the Paris Games and Paralympics. To mark 100 days until the start of the Olympic Games, the Olympic rings will be displayed just off the south side of the Eiffel Tower. The structure will feature five Olympic rings made entirely of French steel and will span 95 feet long and stretch 49 feet high. It will be a sight to see for spectators and the 10,500 athletes set to parade through the heart of the French capital during the opening ceremony on July 26th. Speaking of sports, did you see that Iowa versus South Carolina NCAA women's final had a whopping 18.7 million viewers on ABC and ESPN? It was the most watched NCAA women's college basketball game since 1992 and peaked at 24 million viewers at one point in the game. And it was the most watched basketball game between both men's and women's college or professional since 2019. South Carolina defeated Iowa in an 87-75 victory last Sunday. But a big shout out to both teams for making history and for a great game. As we start to wrap up this week's 10 Things You Need to Know, you're going to want to have your furry friends nearby. 19 feral cats have made history in Mexico after the government of Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador declared the felines to be living fixed assets, meaning that they will always be looked after and fed. The cats have free reign of Mexico's National Palace, from roaming the surrounding gardens to historical colonial halls of the buildings. They've even made it into a few cameos on televised press briefings. Now look, I think all pets deserve to be treated like royalty, especially on National Pet Day. Thursday, April 11th marks National Pet Day, a time to celebrate our animal companions and the joy that they bring to us. Animal welfare advocate and family lifestyle expert Colleen Page founded the day in 2006 to help bring attention to the needs of family pets waiting to be adopted from shelters. So Tenors, if you're looking for ways to celebrate National Pet Day, remind anyone looking to get a pet that pet adoptions are a great option. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ryan Willard, and that was 10 Things You Need to Know.
Data transfer complete.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.